This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my preview show of Fulham's match against Wolves at Molineux. I'm going to give you my five keys to victory. Along with that, I'll share my starting 11, what I think Marco will do with his starting 11, and my prediction for the match. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Before I get going with the show, I do want to mention some exciting news. Cottage Talk has been part of the TalkSport Fan Network for about 18 months now. And now we are actually going to see some serious growth with this network. As of right now, on TalkSport.com, you can actually access Cottage Talk and the other podcast part of the TalkSport Fan Network. So if you go to TalkSport.com and you go under More, you will see the TalkSport Fan Network. And if you scroll down, you'll see Cottage Talk along with all these other great podcasts. Please do check that out. Like I mentioned, this is exciting news that Cottage Talk is now actually on TalkSport.com. I love that, and I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, let's get to the show. Let's start with my number five key to victory for Fulham. And actually, a very important one. It's been a key many times, but I think in this match, it's extremely important. Fulham need to score the first goal against Wolves. Now, I've been listening to several Wolves podcasts, and it really has come down to who scores first. I've been hearing it from their perspective, and I actually agree with that. But one of the reasons why I'm agreeing with that is from a Fulham perspective. Fulham are, let's just call who they are, they're front runners. When they get that goal, they are difficult to beat when they get ahead. They might end up with a draw, but more often than not, when they get the lead, they actually will win matches or just get points in general. So for me, scoring the first goal on the road at Molineux, I think is very important. That's why that's my number five key to victory for Fulham against Wolves. Number four, and this is a big one, and all you have to do is go back to the last match to understand how important this one is. Like I mentioned, number four, Fulham need to be switched on for the counter. And what's fascinating about Wolves is how quickly they counter. They can counter, dare I say, as fast or faster than Fulham. They are that good on the counter, and they're dangerous. I've watched several matches, and listen, I have a feeling Pedro Neto will be available, and he is so crazy dangerous on the counter. So for me, they need to be switched on. If they're going forward and, say, the fullbacks are going forward, they're going to have to get the F back to really cover the center backs. And then I'm sure if Paulinho is playing, he'll be covering too. But they need to be switched on at all times. When they lose the ball, they need to get back because this team can break so quickly. So the back four are going to play a massive role in this match, whether Fulham get anything out of it or win the match. They need to be switched on for that counterattack. from Wolves. Now, if they play on the front foot, same thing. They just need to be switched on. But if it comes to a counterattack, they certainly need to be switched on. Number three, this is about the wingers. Iwobi and Wilson need to break quickly. Now, if it turns out to be Willian and Iwobi, or say Willian and Wilson, whatever combination it is, Fulham on the counter need to break quickly. And I think this is very important. If you go back to the Manchester United match where they played very narrow, the two wingers were very vital to what Fulham were doing in that match. And in the last match as well, look how important Harry Wilson was. So for me, when Fulham have the ball and they're breaking, these players need to break as quickly as possible and create the opportunities to score for Fulham Football Club, whether it's on their own or getting the ball to Rodrigo Muniz. I think the wingers are going to be very important in this match. I've already mentioned the center backs, but I think the wingers going forward, if we're looking to actually win the match, we need them to really have two man of the match kind of performances here. And they're both the players I mentioned have that ability to do that. And I'll say Willian as well. We don't know what Marco's going to do. So it's going to be interesting which two wingers he picks. Now let's go to my number two key to victory. And it goes back to Rodrigo Muniz, who's obviously been such a bright spot lately for Fulham, not just with the goals he's scoring, but his hold-up play. Everything that he is doing really has been at a top-notch level. I want to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff, but you have to give a lot of credit to the player because right now he's playing with so much confidence. My number two, Muniz needs to be a force up front, and I truly believe he can be. This is a very good team, which I think has some very good defenders, but we've already seen it. Rodrigo Muniz can bully center backs, and he needs to do this at Molineux, and I think he has the ability to do that. He needs to really be a force up there, and I think if he is, Fulham have a very good chance of not just getting a point from this, but actually winning the match. I look forward to seeing Rodrigo Muniz continue to progress. It's really such a wonderful story. If you're a Wolves supporter and thinking what's going on with Raul Jimenez, in the presser today, Marco mentioned that he is coming back, but he won't be ready for this match. He's been dealing with an injury. And it would have been interesting to see him play once again against his former side. But honestly, I think against Wolves at Molineux, I think Muniz is the better fit here. And I look forward to seeing him play. And I think he will be a force up front. That's why that's my number two. Coming up next is my number one key to victory for Fulham against Wolves at Molineux, followed by what I would do with the starting 11, what I think Marco will do, and I'll end with my prediction for the match.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, my number one key to victory goes back to the Fulham manager. Marco has to win the coaching battle. Anyone that has listened to my previews, this has been a common theme, and it's warranted because I think Marco Silva, not just in the last few matches, but throughout the season, more often than not, has put Fulham in position to succeed by his game plans, by his decisions on the starting 11, to get the players in that right position. And then it's up to the players to execute. I think Marco will have Fulham ready to go with a proper game plan. The question will be, Can the players get it done? So he needs to get the starting 11 right. He needs to get his game plan right. He needs his substitutions right at the right time. I have a lot of respect for Gary O'Neill for everything that he's done. I think it's been tremendous. I think Marco Silva is the better manager, and I think he's going to prove it at Molineux on Saturday by setting Fulham up to succeed. But like I mentioned, it will come down to execution, and we'll see if the Fulham players can get it done. I look forward to this, but I think Marco is going to play a huge role. It's all about the preparation heading into this match. If you don't have the right game plan, I think that sets you back. You can have the most talented team in the world, but if you don't have the right plan to beat an opponent, you're going to struggle there. What's great here is that Fulham, I think, week in and week out, have a great manager who puts them in that position. And then it becomes, let's get it done. Can they execute it? So for me, this is huge. And I've said this over and over again. Anyone listening to this show, say if you're a Wolves supporter, what's great about what's going on with Fulham, I think that there are a bunch of good players. Maybe Paulinho you could consider a great player. But what Marco has done by putting them in great positions to succeed, he's made a good player a great player. A great player, a phenomenal and excellent player. That's what he has done. He's upped their game, not just by their game plan, but by giving them confidence to do their job. What Fulham do, and the reason why that they've been successful lately, it's simple. They do their job. Yes, I'm a New England Patriots fan. You might hear that in my voice, but it's true. And Marco has simply done what Belichick has done with the Patriots all those years. Great game plan. And then it's up to the players. So we shall see what happens on Saturday. Okay. So let's end with my starting 11 and, of course, Marco's starting 11, what I think he'll do in my prediction. So my starting 11 will be this. I am going with Leno, Castagna, Bassey, Tosin, Robinson. In the middle, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to stick with the winning formula. I am going to say Reed and Lukic and Pereira. On the left, I'm going to, again, stick with the starting 11. I'm going with it. Iwobi on the right, Wilson, Muniz up front. That's what I would do. I would not screw with a winning starting 11. That's my thoughts. What I think Marco is going to do is a little bit different. I think the big change will be not with the back four. It will be in central midfield and on the wing as well. I think he will play Paulinho. I think he's going to go with Reed and Pereira. That's what I think Marco's going to do. I think he'll go with Willian on the left and Iwobi on the right. And then, of course, Muniz up front. Like I mentioned, the back four, I think, will stay the same. I think the players that will drop out will be Wilson. And I think Sasa Lukic will drop out as well. That's what I think he's going to do. I think he wants to bring Paulinho back. I might not in this match. I might stick with what I have. But we shall see when we see the starting 11. Okay. To end the show, I'm going to share my prediction for the match. And this is what I'm going with. I'm sticking with a winning team. I'm saying 2-1 to Fulham. And I'm going to say Rodrigo Muniz scores both goals. He's hot. I think they're going to feed him. And I think he's going to take advantage of Wolves in this match. I'm saying 2-1 to Fulham. That's my prediction for the match. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. As I mentioned earlier in the show, please do check out Cottage Talk on TalkSport.com. If you go to the More section, you'll see the TalkSport Fan Network. And below, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see Cottage Talk along with some excellent podcasts. Please do check it out. We will have a post-match show and potentially a couple shows of this match for Fulham against Wolves. Just want to mention that, but it is time to wrap it up. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.